a brother-in-law whose mother reared her three sons and a daughter not to believe in Santa Claus. They had Christmas gifts, but no, Santa Claus was left out of Christmas because that was a fairy tale. But his mother was one of the best women. She was smart as she could be. Miss Jackson was a wonderful Christian. And she was a very strong person, mentally. She was very, very smart. And she didn't let them have a deck of cards. She wouldn't let them bring a deck of cards in her house. He was reared very strictly. And the Christmas tree he helped decorate, the one that he and Annabelle were dating, was the first Christmas tree he ever had anything to do with. And he was most enthusiastic. And boy, he was the biggest Santa Claus in the family. If those children, if you heard them mention anything that they would like to have, they got it. But he grew up not believing in Santa Claus. His mother was a stickler for the truth. No imagination at all. We'd hear the jingle of the bells. We could just night before Christmas Eve. We'd go to bed early. And we could hear the reindeer on the roof. Oh, we had imaginations.
And
I don't think it hurt us.
On January the 1st, you might say,
Happy New Year.
Anything you might say, instead of thank you, by way of appreciation, you'll say, I'm much
grateful, much obliged,
and
very grateful. Grateful to the good Lord every day.
Had to go into town to do some...
Tend to some business, do some shopping.
And you might say, you bought a purchase, and the storekeeper took some paper and did for you.
You wrapped it.
And when you got home...
Now you put it on the bag. They don't put them in boxes anymore, they put them in bags.
When I got home, I had to
open it up.
Or if he wrapped it, I had to...
Untie it.
Yeah. Same thing. If you sell it for less than you bought it, you had to sell it.
Discount. Oh, at a low.
And you might say, well, I really like that, but I can't buy it because it's
too expensive.
And you might say, I'm the first of the month, the bill is
due.
Or if you belong to the club, you have to pay your
dues. I had something happen to me recently that I haven't had happen. I did not get a drug bill on the 1st of February, and I didn't notice it until the 1st of March when I got a bill when they said balance $68.
I guess you didn't notice that.
Well, I called them and told them that I didn't get a bill, and I found out why I didn't get the bill, but they charged me for two boxes of the stuff I had to take twice. I called up there and asked them if they had it in stock, and they said no, but they'd get me some. Well, the pharmacist who talked to me that time, so he made a ticket for the two boxes. I know how it happened. The bookkeeper wasn't entirely to blame. And then 2 days later, I got it. They charged me again. So that $26 was, you know, more than I owed. When I went up there yesterday and got a couple of boxes and told them just not to charge it to me, she said that'd suit her fine. That'd be the easiest way to get out of that. So I'm keeping account of, but I've been trading at that drugstore since 1924. I've had a charge account there. And that's the first time I've ever had anything like that happen.
Well, that's not bad at all.
No, it's not bad at all.
You needed to go, if you get some money, you might go to a bank to try.
Cash a check?
Yeah, or if you...
Borrow?
And...
I have borrowed. I borrowed one time to buy a car because I had a savings account. And in 15 days,